Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Well, are you okay? I'm okay. Woo! We're heading into week two of the quarantine. I'm not sure which part of the world you live in, but we are now in the second week of our quarantine in our state. And, well, I think a lot of people are learning a lot about themselves and those they live with. Frankly, I think the time to slow down and stay home has been pretty good for my family. We eat together every night, we play games or watch movies together, and we see the opportunities for ourselves in all of this extra time. I wake up every morning, and each morning in the last week and a half, I hear this song in my head. 'Cause last night I had something so good. These days get so long and I got nothing to do. I've been hanging around this town on the corner. I've been bumming around this old town so long. I've been hanging around this town on the corner. I've been bumming around this old town for way too long. The Counting Crows hanging around. Okay. Last week, I did a few things that I think helped us as an organization and a family, and I wanted to share them with you. Social media is exploding with humor, and it is very helpful. Like the mom who's showing you how to calculate fractions by pouring white wine in a glass. I love the fact that there are authors reading their books, and my favorite meme that my wife shared with me this morning is, "I finished Netflix." That got me curious, so I looked it up. There are 125 million hours of content on Netflix at any given time, or 5.2 million days, or 14,269 years worth of content. Good luck. But I wanted to do this episode in a different way and give you five engagement strategies to help you help those you serve as well as yourself. Five games and how to play them, four books to read, three bands to listen to, two movement strategies, and one goal. With the world now virtually meeting, I think it's important for someone to play the role of the intentional distractor. So the other day, I sent out a calendar invite to our 150-plus employees, and it was for a meeting for just 15 minutes, and the calendar invite simply said, distraction. And here's what I did. Depending on the size of your group, you can modify this however you'd like to. I set up a Zoom, and about 35, 40 people joined us, and we played a game that everyone could participate in. These are the five games we're going to talk about, because you can apply them and use them virtually to increase your staff's or your students' engagement. The game was called Over Under, the game of guesstimates. There are a few hundred cards filled with facts and dates. The cards say things like the average height of a giraffe is, and then you ask everyone if it is over or under 16 feet high. Everyone then gives a thumbs up for over and a thumbs down for under. I rattled off like 35 different overs and unders, and people self-policed. I added a little humor when we were reading the cards, and I think it was fun. And I could see people celebrating when they were right and grimacing when they were wrong. It took me 3 minutes to prepare for it, and it was a fun distraction. It just showed up on people's calendars. They could opt in or not. And it was an opportunity for me and everybody else to see each other, not in a working environment or having to make big decisions. Now, you could start or end a meeting with this game, or these games could just be played any different way in the middle of a meeting, or like I set it up, just as a distraction. But with people constantly working at home and having to manage so much, I think it's refreshing to just take a break. Now, this game could easily be used with students or patients or relatives or family members, so try it out. Here are the other four games, and I'll include these in the description of the podcast so you can just simply do it. I'll also post a picture of them on Twitter and Facebook for you to see. And if you want to, I'm doing a webinar on Wednesday at CISA6.org where I'm going to talk about this podcast and show you all of the different books and games and apps. So, the next game, Word Teasers, American Trivia. If you are virtual, what I do for this is I have people write their answers on a scrap piece of paper and then reveal them all at the same time into the screen. What I like about this game is that it is a trivia game and then it adds a little extra information so you can have fun and learn. Here's an example. Who was the first female inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Think about it. It was Aretha Franklin. But then the card goes on to tell you, but did you know that Ringo is the only Beatle not independently elected into the Hall of Fame? Again, this is a fun, easy game. It's a small box. It's available on Amazon. It'll come in 3 days. There's no prep. It's quick and fun. Here's the third game, and this is one of my favorites. Joe Name It. This is a little more complicated because you have to shake a dice. I'm just kidding. It's not complicated at all. But in this one, I would use the chat feature and have people answer for everyone to see their answer. The game is played like this. You shake the dice and it lands on a number. Yeah, Ted, that's what the dice do. Anyways, then you pull out a card and you read it. So the number you shook, let's say, was 4. And here's the prompt. Name 4 cartoon cats. And then you have the people drop the answers into the chat. So you get to see like Sylvester and all of the different cats that people would come up with. You, as the facilitator, read them off and you see the wisdom of the crowd. And now, here's another example. Name a song with the number 4 in it. So it's just a lot of fun. It's very simple. Again, there's hundreds of cards. You can preview them before you start the game, but you shake the dice, you tell everybody the number's 3, and then you give them the prompt. These are simple 15-minute distractions that are fun. And I checked, like I said, they're available on Amazon Prime and you can have them shipped. And it looks like about 3 days right now. 2 more games, but these two are for smaller groups of people, say 4 to 8. The first 3 there, you could play with a whole bunch of people. But again, you don't want to limit the ability for people to participate in the games that I had previously mentioned. Okay, here is the 4th game. This one will have you having to screen the cards a little bit, I would say, because not all the cards are appropriate or rated G or PG. But it'll have your team rolling with laughter as long as you make sure that you use the appropriate cards and people forgetting about their quarantines for a little bit. But again, please make sure to preview their cards. I had a staff member one time bust these open, forget to preview them, and they're kind of like a little inappropriate at times. But anyways, the game is called Who's Most Likely To? And you just read off the prompt and then let people have a second to think. And then in the chat box, they enter the name of the person who's most likely to do things like this. Think that reality TV is real. They know a little too much about Disney movies. They would volunteer to ride in a trunk. They're up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Or they'll do anything for $5. So you read one of those off, you have people look into the boxes and you say like, oh, well, I know Ted would do anything for $5 and he certainly would ride in the trunk. But again, you just do one at a time. People throw in the chats, everybody laughs. And again, you preview these cards before you play. But I'm guessing that you'll be laughing pretty hard and people are always like, yep, that'd be me. And then people will actually self-nominate because they'll say, well, yeah, I'm the one who knows a little too much about Disney movies. It's quick and easy and it's a great teaming game and it's a ton of fun. Last one, and this one is for you if you have a team of 4 to 6 people. More than that, and it gets a little too slow. So, we actually played this last night as a family and had a blast. The game is called Mixtape, and my friend Michelle from Manawa introduced it to me. The game is hundreds of scenarios. So, here's how it's played with your family or your friends or anybody online. You have to have everyone with their phone out and open to their music service. So, if they're on Spotify or Amazon Music or Apple. Then you give prompts and people play a few seconds of their song that answer the prompt. So for instance, what is the best song for driving fast? Well, I would have played, and I did play, I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar. Now you'll have people in the group who can't think really fast, so you just make sure that they're always last. Otherwise, they'll get really frustrated. Here's another one. What song reminds you of your mother? Oh, You've Got a Friend by James Taylor. Play your favorite slow jam from middle school dances. I'm not sharing that one. And then, what song is the theme song for a sitcom about your life? Well, that's easy. It's The End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. We had a lot of laughs, and my son Charlie was actually jumping up and dancing. It sparks further conversation, and it is just plain fun. So there it is. 5 games to engage others virtually. And frankly, once we're back into rooms together, they're fun ways to start or end meetings or classes every day. All right, so that was 5 strategies for engagement. Now let's look at 4 books you should read to grow your mind and increase your skills. The first book is called Do Better Work by Max Yoder. Finding Clarity, Camaraderie, and Progress in Work and Life. This is a short book. It kind of reminds me of Who Moved My Cheese or a text like that. Now, it's not a parable, but it's just a small book like that. And what it does is it breaks down all of the different ways in which you can create better communication channels, that you can become more vulnerable in front of others, and how that can become contagious. You are really encouraged to learn about something in here called The Art of Nonviolent Communication, or NVC. And it's a great strategy and a great text. It's a quick read, but it is really based upon how to do better work. And Max Yoder is a guy who started a whole bunch of startup companies. He's got a lot of lessons to learn from there. Okay, the second book, You're Not Listening, What You're Missing and Why It Matters. Now, I have no idea why. Everywhere I've gone in the last month and a half, 2 months, I have talked about this book. I love it. Oh, I actually have it in my hand. Did everybody hear it? You're Not Listening by Kate Murphy. I love this text because it just breaks down all of the ways that we fail in listening. How people don't really feel that they're not being heard, but that they're not being listened to. And there's a big difference. The book is a great breakdown. It will help you as a teacher, as a leader, as a learner, as a person, as a spouse, as a parent, as a mother, as a father, everything. It will help you. I really, really loved how she broke down all of the different ways for you to think about how you're listening and being more empathetic in your listening and the different ways in which you can change your daily interactions with others by simply working hard to make sure that you are paying attention to what's being said and clearing your mind of all of the distractions that get in the way. There are so many little takeaways from this text that I think everybody should read this book. All right, the third book is called You Are Awesome. And the author, Neil Pasricha, is great. This is a fun text and it's awesome. How to navigate change, wrestle with failure, and live an intentional life. Here's what you'll learn in the book. The single word that keeps your options open after failure. What every commencement speech gets wrong. 3 ways to dramatically accelerate your ability to learn and adapt. The 2-minute morning practice that helps eliminate worry. Why you need an untouchable day. And a ton more. It's an upbeat book. It's all about happiness, but it's more about finding your core and being able to really be the best you can be for other people. Another quick read. Now, the last book I have here for you is a text that I came about 5 or 6 months ago, and it is called Option B by Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant. And it's about facing adversity, building resilience, and finding joy. And what I would tell you about this book is this is a heavy book. Not that it's physically heavy, but it's heavy in the fact that it is the story of how to overcome grief. And when I read it, having lost my brother about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now, I guess to be really candid and vulnerable with you, I really walked away thinking very differently about the problems I have. And what I really liked about the book is, and you can just break it down by the chapter titles, how to start breathing again after living through trauma, how to kick the elephant out of the room, how to really engage your friends, self-compassion and self-confidence, how to bounce forward, how to bring back joy, how to raise resilient kids through it all, finding strength through collaboration, failing and learning at work, and then to love and laugh again. It's not a fast read. It's an incredibly reflective read. So as we're going through this quarantine and we are finding ourselves in position of trauma and worry and concern, this text is a book to read. It's also a book, frankly, that's a wonderful gift if you've had a friend or loved one who has lost someone recently, whether that be a pet or a person. It's a really, really good book to help you on the road to recovery. Okay, 5 ways to engage, 4 ways to grow your knowledge, and now 3 bands to listen to. Let's bring it back to something a little more fun here. Here are 3 artists or groups, 1 pop, 1 country, and 1 alternative you need to be listening to in order to grow, smile, reflect, and relax. Plus, make you a little bit hipper. Here, this is the first artist, and it's a pop artist.
Gotta see it to believe it. Sky never looked so blue. So hard to leave it. That's what I always do. So I keep thinking back to a time under the canyon moon. The world's stopped you waiting. Doors yellow, broken blue. I heard Jenny saying, go get the kids from school. And I keep thinking back to the time under the canyon moon. I'll be gone too long from you.
That was Harry Styles, and the song is Canyon Moon. Now, when my daughter bought this album on vinyl, I thought, this is ridiculous. Another boy band going solo. Then I was like, hey, this is really good stuff. He's like the British Justin Timberlake for her generation. Listen to it. Get the album. It's great. Here, the second song is a country song. I love these guys because they're always playful and ironic in their lyrics.
I'm tired of I'm sick of watching that sunset, painting the sky red. I just wanna turn in early. I don't wanna see where this goes. You're getting just a little too flirty. You're getting just a little too close. Said nobody. Said nobody ever.
That was Old Dominion and their song Said Nobody. Oh man, that song made me laugh the first time I listened to it. It actually reminded me of a cross stitch I saw at one of my friend's grandmother's houses one time, and it read, "No one ever regretted not watching enough TV. Go outside and play." All right, the last of the three ways to live through music is one of these really great new alternative bands that reminds me a lot of the music in the 80s, and our entire family likes it. Here it is. That was the alternative band The 1975, and the song was You and Me Together. I'm telling you, we're going to go see that concert. It's going to be awesome. Okay, 5 games for engagement, 4 books for the mind, 3 songs for the soul, and now 2 strategies for the body. Sitting still for long periods of time and constantly snacking at home is not really good for you. As I told our staff in our online video the other day, there are not enough Oreos in the world for me the way I have been plowing through them in our cabinet. But sitting still is not good for you. As a matter of fact, I think I've been sitting so much that I have a real problem because I slid right off the bed the other day because my butt and thighs are now uniformly flat from sitting so much. But here are 2 strategies for you to stay fit while sitting. One is an app, and it's a free app for your phone and has a lot of great exercise programs on it. I've been using this one, I think, for about 4 years now. It's the Nike training app, and the workout to look for is called the 7-Minute Total Body Desk Detox. I love it. Because it needs no equipment, you can do it right next to your desk, and it will completely stretch you out and get the blood flowing. This is something to do when you can mute your mic and turn off your camera, or when you just need to be able to do something a little bit different for a while. Here is the deal. There are 7 stretches, and it really loosens you up. Free and easy online, and I do it a couple times a day. It really helps your shoulders and lower back, 2 physical victims. I'm sitting at a computer and typing a lot. The second body strategy is scheduling a walk, and a walk without your phone or earbuds. I realize this is overly simple, but we are by nature procrastinators, and if you actually schedule a walk, it becomes part of your routine, and if it's part of the routine, it's more likely to happen. Plus, if you don't do it, you'll feel guilty, and you'll get up and at least move around a little bit. Now, the no phone and earbuds rule. You have to, for your own health, disconnect by design and take a walk for 15 minutes or 30 minutes without any distractions. When you do that, you'll feel like you took a mini vacation. Minimize the stimulus and maximize the reward of taking a walk, looking around and listening to nature. I had a good friend the other day tell me that he was kind of freaking out when he was outside because it was eerily quiet, and then it took him time to get used to it. With few people driving around and little outside activities or noises, the world sounds like the world. You hear birds, and you hear the wind and waves, and you're breathing. And that's actually really good for your spirit. 5 games to engage, 4 books to grow your mind, 3 bands to fuel your soul, 2 strategies to mend your body, and now the one goal for you as we move forward here. Stay sane and be Buffalo in the lives of others. We've proven that we can all be shuttered for a few days, but we are being asked to shutter ourselves for nearly a month. And in order to effectively be shuttered for a month, we need to improve ourselves and do so very quickly. It is not an easy road ahead, and people will get edgier. There will be more anxiety. People's patience will be low. And eventually, you'll have actually finished Netflix. So grow yourself and others by being the leader of the distractions, by reading and growing, by listening to new music, by moving, and by setting a goal to be smarter, stronger, healthier, and a better leader when we get to go outside and play again. So let's do some smart thinking. List ways that you can increase the engagement of others in online learning and meeting environments. Describe ways that you can move the blood and grow the mind. And can you set a goal to be better tomorrow as a result of our current conditions? Well, that's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please rate and share this episode. Also, this Wednesday, I'll be demonstrating these techniques on a webinar on CISA6.org. Please check out all the webinars that we've posted on there for free. We are running them live multiple times per day, and then we are logging them so that you can archive and go back to any of the ones that you want to watch. There is a ton of opportunities for you to grow and learn as an educator and a person and a leader on CISA6's website. Please make sure to look on the website for the schedule of my webinar and all of the others. And remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, where I'll be posting pictures of the games, books, and music. Finally, I'm not sure how you are doing, but I hope it is well. I feel the same way I did when I was a kid and I'd get grounded to my bedroom. At first, I was mad that I wasn't in control. Then I'd start to kind of look around my room and I'd find stuff to do. And then I'd get used to it. And when I was told I could go back outside, I kind of didn't want to leave my room. I'll tell you though, I am really learning a lot about myself during the quarantine and the stay-home order. First, I was not put on this earth to sit still. I've always known that, and my grandma used to tell me that I was born with a hyper heart. But man, I'm really finding that I am a social being, and the need to move is a big part of me. I've dealt with it by doing the things we've talked about, but I'm certain you're like me and learning what you're really made of. Another thing I'm learning is that my mind, when not able to socialize or interact with others, really does some funky stuff. I mean, I'm more creative, but then I'm also more anxious. I'm more relaxed, but then I'm more energetic. I'm learning and growing, but I feel like I'm missing out on something always. Now, I'm sure many of you are feeling similar things, and I'm really missing human interaction. But at the end of the day, I still ask myself the reflective questions that I always do, and that is this: what did I do well for others today? And my list, it's pretty long, and it's filled with the 3 most important groups in my life: those I live with, those I serve, and those I love. Now, one final strategy, and it comes from the Well Pennies. I'm not certain what your restrictions are where you live, but I think it's important on occasion to just go out and go for a drive. So get in the car with your loved ones and turn this song up. Learn the words and have the passengers clap with the band and sing like no one is watching. Because there is no one watching. You'll probably be the only person out on the road. All right, turn it up, be well, and be Buffalo.
There you go, tapping at my window. There you go, rattling my heart. Far away, I wanna go with you. Every day, never be apart. When you're feeling empty, when the skies are gray,
are whistling a song. Close your eyes, I'll dream away with you. Lullabies humming right along.
When you feel the lonely, when the stars are dim, I will love you only, love you to the end.
Let's go out for a drive, need a little sunshine, need a little sunshine. What a day for feeling alive, want a little more time, just a little.
Sunshine, need a little sunshine.